Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are in season 7, and we are talking about intimacy betrayal, partner betrayal, and today's episode is called, Why Set Boundaries with an Addict? I could probably think of 1,000 reasons why it's important to set boundaries with an addict. But let me tell you why it's not important. It is not an attempt to control their behavior, okay? And that is really, I think, where betrayed partners get it wrong. You know, they are trying to set rules and guidelines, and they become, you know, kind of like the Gestapo in the home. They're trying to police and manage their addicts so that they don't continue to get hurt. And so they feel like they can control whether they continue to be betrayed or lied to or deceived. And that's just a real waste of energy and time and effort. And you're more valuable than that. Your time, your energy, your effort, your skills, your talents, your beauty, everything that you have is better used elsewhere in relationships that are healthy, in relationships where people really do need you, love you, care for you, and depend on you. So I needed to say that is not a boundary. That is control. We call them negative control issues. And we call them that because they make you sick and they don't control anybody else on the other side. That's just an illusion. It's an attempt to manage the hypervigilance and the anxiety that betrayal trauma causes. And of course, like, I get it. I think everyone can understand that intellectually, why you would have an attempt to control someone else's behaviors. It's like, please stop hurting me. Stop injuring me. You know, we want to manage that anxiety and that overwhelm and that distress. And we don't want to feel crazy, right? I get it. But that is not why we set boundaries. I believe, and I've got other episodes on this, so go back and we'll link to them in the show notes. We've got episodes on why do we set boundaries with the people that we love, the people we care about, the people we have to associate with, the people that we work with. Why do we set boundaries in relationships, especially with an addict? It is to preserve our own freaking sanity is why we set boundaries with addicts. To preserve your own sense of self, your sanity. Okay? That's why. Because when there's all this deception and crazy making and gaslighting and you feel like you're taking crazy pills, your boundaries is what you keep coming back to. You keep coming back to the boundary that was set. That is so crucial. It is critical. It is so important that you be able to set healthy boundaries and maintain them, not in an attempt to punish, not in an attempt to control, okay? Not in an attempt to manage them or your own anxiety, but for your own sanity and for your own safety and for your own well-being. So first and foremost, set boundaries with addicts to ensure your own safety, your physical and physiological safety. So you get to say, it might not just be you feel like they are a threat to your physical self, right? It might not just be that, but you can not feel safe if you are in an environment with someone you can't trust. That's the physiological safety I'm talking about. Okay. So setting boundaries to ensure your safety, that is huge. Setting boundaries to ensure your process of recovery, that is huge. I was just talking to a client late last night about that. So critical that you're able to do that, to create boundaries that says, if I do not set this boundary, no matter how much I love you, care about you, respect you, and see the work that you're doing, if I do not set this boundary, I cannot heal. Because you're important. It can't be all about their disease. That's why you set boundaries with addicts. Because the focus and the intention needs to not be on their disease all of the freaking time. It's annoying. It's annoying when this negative force that's disrupting families and relationships gets all of this energy and attention. Let the boundaries get the energy and the attention that they deserve. How about that? That would be awesome. That would bring forth healing and possible reconciliation. Let the boundaries get the attention. I believe that we set boundaries with addicts because we care about them. And we care about ourselves, our safety, our sanity. We care about the other people that we're in relationship with as well. Okay. And we care deeply about the addict. In most cases, even though they have caused so much pain, suffering, and harm, and dis-ease. Okay. Even though they have done all of that, you still love them. So we set boundaries because we care about them. And most times there is a desire or at least a hope that something positive can be preserved in this relationship. And if you have any hope at all that something positive can be preserved, then you have to have very strong, strong boundaries and be consistent with them. A boundary is not something you set once. Okay. A boundary is not a threat. A boundary, again, is not an attempt to control them or punish them or belittle them. All right. Set those boundaries because you care. That is an episode that we are going to link to. Okay. And it tells you about the CARE acronym. Okay. And the steps that are involved in setting a healthy boundary. But it is so important that you do it so many times, for no other reason than to hear yourself say it. Say it. Come back to it. Help, you know, yourself and your partner by repeating it over and over, saying, see, this is what I'm talking about. This was the boundary that I had set. Do you remember when I set that boundary? Do you remember when I said if you participated in one of your inner circle behaviors, I was going to ask you to leave for 2 days so that I could breathe and I could heal and I could talk to my therapist and then we could meet and see if you can move back in? Do you remember that? You keep setting it. You keep saying it and you follow through on it every single time. Of course, there's going to be resistance to these boundaries that you have set. It's going to be very, very hard because it's for you. It's hard because the boundaries are for you. They are because you are a caring, loving, compassionate, kind human. And it's hard to choose yourself and your needs over the needs of the addict. But guess what happens when the active addict is getting their needs met all the time? It's not good. It almost guarantees another acting out episode, another wave of the cycle of deception, a slippery slope or a relapse, right? So you staying firm and you staying grounded in your boundaries so that you can be affirmed in what your needs are, that's critical. Yes, for you, for your sanity and for your future, but also for the addict. That's why they are so loving and they are so kind. Boundaries say no at the right time. Okay. They help to teach yourself about what's important and the other person about who you are. Teach them who you are. So boundaries, I could probably sit here for another, hour and list off 20 more reasons why boundaries are critical, but mainly it is for your own recovery, safety, and sanity, and to express honestly by saying no, by saying what will and will not happen in the future. That is an expression of care and concern for the other human being. It is loving, it is kind, it is compassionate. No is the most compassionate word you will ever speak for yourself and for other people. No, period. No has a period behind it. It's a whole sentence. It says it all. It says everything. A boundary is that. So be willing to set them and come back to them and re-express them 80,000 times and come back to our podcast and our episodes on what boundaries are, how to set them, what the CARE acronym is, and, you know, practice them, write them down first, visualize them, watch yourself set these boundaries in your head, in your mind's eye, do it over and over and over. And I promise you that they will start to feel good. They will start to feel important and you will see the benefits. You will. All right. Take care. And if this was helpful to you, I'm going to ask you to review this episode. I'm going to ask you to review the podcast. I'm going to ask you to like it, to love it, and to share it, and to save it. I'm going to ask you to do that because this is positive content, and I'm so tired of the algorithm getting more attention on negative things. So let's fight against the algorithm. Let's fight. Stop and spend some time reviewing and commenting and put some energy into something positive out there. We would really appreciate it because we want more and more people to find recovery and healing and hope. All right. Thanks. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today.